Hi and welcome back. We've reached the end of our very first podcast series in the Heritage Council. As a thank you, we have compiled a bonus episode. So happy Christmas to you all. After the year that we've had, we wanted to end on a hopeful note, on a positive note. So this bonus podcast is basically all the answers compiled for one question, which was, if you could do one thing for Irish Town Centres, what would you do? See if you can spot any recurring themes or ideas in the answers. It's a very positive podcast. There's a lot of ideas. Huge thanks to all our guests, all our speakers, their expertise, their input and support. They've been absolutely wonderful and we're very lucky to have them. And we're really looking forward to seeing how this will work in the new year and what we can do for our town centres in 2021. We kicked off the series with Dr. Philip Crowe from UCD's newly established Centre for Irish Towns. Dr. Philip Crowe has been working with us on the CTCHC programme right from the very start. He actually spoke at the very first workshop that we held in NAIS Town Hall in September 2016. So it was just wonderful to hear all of Philip's ideas and also a bit more information about the research that he's been doing. We commissioned some research with Philip last year, and so the report that he did is actually available on the Heritage Council's website, and it looks at the incentives for reusing buildings in Scotland, Denmark and France. So it's really, really important to look to see what other countries are doing. So Philip emphasised and highlighted, you know, it has to be collaboration. That's really what we're all trying to do. He talks about a one-stop shop, talks about the importance of good design in our town centres and to create a culture of good design. And also, you know, just how can we help our Irish towns? So yeah, Philip's answer in terms of what would he like to do for Irish towns is next. If you could do one thing for Irish town centres, okay, just what, you know, one, what's your top thing? What would you do?
I think based on the research that I've been carrying out in the last number of years, the idea that I find the most seductive and the most practical, the one that makes huge amount of sense to me, is this idea of a dedicated town centre officer or small management team. So it would be very like what they have put in place for this programme that we were talking about in France called Revitalisation du Centre Bourg. And that person isn't dissimilar, say, to the town architects that we've had in Ireland in a small number of towns. So if you look to Westport, and there's somebody that drives forward change and brings people together. They gather data, they maintain an evidence base, and they connect with different agencies for funding and supports. And it crucially just drive forward change with and for communities and working closely with local groups. And they could offer advice through a one-stop shop, bring in resources as they're needed, perhaps from the local authority. And they could run co-design or collaborative and participatory planning workshops and help support community-led initiatives.
The second podcast that we had was Tara Buckley. Tara Buckley talks about, you know, investment. Tara, obviously, with her role with RG Data, she's very well aware of what the issues are for her members. She talks about, you know, the need for new structures, greater support for the Collaborative Town Centre Health Check Programme. She also touches on data, which is definitely one of the things that everybody is looking at in this podcast series. It's a focus for the Collaborative Town Centre Health Check Programme, the need for robust data. And she also talks about best practice, you know, and really getting the message and the narrative out there, and really the need to roll out and, you know, sort of look at programs at a national scale, and how we need, as well as new policy, that we really do need to have new programs in this country. So here you have Tara Buckley. If you could do one thing for Irish town centres, what would it be?
I would put the investment into a national organisation or unit to drive the Collaborative Town Centre Health Check Programme. Collect the data, share it with everyone, share the best practice, provide that link to the expertise, provide that link to the third level institutions, get the programme rolled out across the country.
Next we have Damir Hajduk, who talks about the holistic approach to town centre management and what the European Commission DG Grow is actually trying to achieve and trying to support for our town centres going forward. Damir, obviously, sort of in terms of, he wants to really promote the scientific data approach, and that it's not just, town centres are not just about retail. Town centres are ecosystems. They're so important because they're shared space. Our history and heritage are in the towns, in the streets, in the buildings. And so the European Commission has got lots of initiatives that are coming through, including the Green Deal. Next we have Damir. If you could do one thing for Irish town centres, what would you do to help the town centres at the minute?
Well, I would encourage the holistic approach in solving the revitalization of town centres, where a kind of scientific, you know, data-driven approach would probably make the best results. So don't think about just restrictions and support. Think about the culture, the, you know, what is the market, what is the employment, what is the, you know, transport, the accessibility. So all elements need to be taken into account when one designs the future of a certain town or city. So we find this opening to data, access to the SMEs one of the key conditions for success.
Next, we have Martha Farrell. Martha is a marketing lecturer in IT Tralee. Like Philip, Martha has been with the programme, the CTCHC programme, since the very start. And Martha was a huge part of the team of the Tralee Collaborative Town Centre Health Check, and the Tralee project was the first one actually over the line. So Martha is just absolutely doing brilliant work down in Kerry. And she talks about her work with the Tralee report, but she also talks about the importance of young people being involved in town centres going forward. And Martha also talks about her work more recently in Listowel, Killarney and Dingle. So yeah, Martha Farrell has a wealth of marketing knowledge. She really does talk about how young people want to use town centres in a different way, and how they sort of, their consumption is different to older people. Okay, here we have Martha. If you could do one thing for Irish town centres, what would you do?
So if I could do one thing for Irish town centres, I would set up a task force or a town team or a town activation team, whatever you would like to call it, in every town, which would include all the key partners, people with different skill sets and different backgrounds, representing the chambers, the civic leaders, the higher education institutions, planners, representatives of the council, to collaborate on actions that would improve the town. Because I think when you don't have those town teams in operation, organizations can maybe work in isolation of each other, and it actually doesn't really bode well for relationship building between them. So I really do think each town should have their own team that is required to, or is working towards, collaborative action for the town.
Okay, so next in the podcast series, we had Sarah Sherlock from the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. And Sarah is really, really passionate about the need for digital modelling and digital sort of platforms for data in town centres. Sarah also talks about the need to include children, and that kids are growing up with sort of all these games and tech and technology, and that really that our systems and our sort of planning system needs to be more modern to embrace that, and that there's a danger that the kids will sort of wonder what we're doing with paper maps when they come of age. So really she talks as well about sort of the need for twinning, digital twinning of town centres to enable us to plan and manage our town centres in a much more in-depth way. Here we have Sarah. So if you could do one thing, what would you do for town centres?
I would say back to basics, get the policy, the standards and the education right, and then we're on a winner. I think we need to embrace our town centres and stop living a fallacy that they must be new to sparkle, or it must be a new development to sparkle. It doesn't need to be. That's a fallacy. Our town centres are beautiful. They don't need unnecessary vanity projects to make any of them great. We need to equip and empower the communities so they can participate and work with our local authorities to achieve much better things. Think about it. The knowledge, the understanding that we actually need and must harness and tap into are in these town centres. So let's bring this together and move forward as one. We need to generate multi-use platforms to harness this engagement so no one gets left behind. I also think that we need to engage our children in today's place making. They live in these towns too, yet rarely we ever permit their views to be heard in a formal manner. That's wrong, because their say is equally important. It's their town, their future and their home too.
Okay, folks, in episode 6, we had Orla Murphy, who is an architect and author and TV presenter. She talked about a book that she has written called Town, and also a video that she created a few years ago to sort of focus on what the issues were in relation to town centres. The Heritage Council co-funded Orla's book. She also touches on the free market exhibition that was created for the Venice Biennale, of which Orla was a part of the team. And also Orla talks about the need to embrace and drive on the EU Green Deal, that the Green Deal is going to be really, really important for regeneration of our town centres. So folks, here we have Orla Murphy. So what one thing would you do? What would you focus on?
So it's really difficult to suggest just one thing. But if I had to say one thing, I would like to begin to join the dots between all of the conditions and the challenges that are facing towns. And I think to do that, we could follow the lead of the Scotland's Towns Partnership and introduce an Irish equivalent, an Ireland's Town Partnership, which would be a small, agile, independent group answerable to the Department of Taoiseach that would have capacity to act and join and partner across all government departments, so drawing in everything from the Department of Housing, Energy, Education, Heritage, and to work with them, as well as government agencies who are also working with towns, and then at the ground level within towns, partner with local stakeholders and work in a bespoke way in towns, but connecting them up to government, linking them to be able to achieve funding to deliver on-the-ground projects that are connected with people in their towns to help them to create thriving, healthy, energy-efficient, compact communities. So I think that the Scottish model exists, and they've tried that for a number of years, so they've been able to refine it. So and it's been proven to work. This is a question that is too broad for any one department or any one group to address. So hence that idea of partnership is really at the core, I think, of addressing the challenges that face towns in a way that is inclusive, that connects policy with actions, with people on their grounds who understand towns and designs this future, the world we want to live in, as Ursula von der Leyen said. I think that would be my one move. I'd love to see people wanting to live in towns and wanting to take on the challenge of adapting existing empty buildings. And to do that, the approach has got to be supportive. It's got to be partner-based. It's got to be one that says, okay, great, you want to take this building on. We will help you through that process. We will walk you through the regulations. We will, instead of putting barriers up, we'll actually enable you to do that. And we'll give a confidence in towns in terms of delivering exemplar projects so that you can see you're not going to be the only person on your street. You're going to be one of a vanguard of people who will be proud owners of a home on a street, which is part of a network that's connected, that's compact, that's linked to local businesses, that's linked with mobility, greenways in towns, that makes the most of the access to nature that we have outside of towns. And that is inclusive and that you can grow older in with respect and dignity.
Okay, in episode 7, we had Ian Talbot, who is the CEO of Chambers Ireland. Ian talked about the year that his members have had to face and what they've had to do to sort of keep going. He also talks about the importance of the UN Sustainable Development Goal number 11, Sustainable Cities and Communities. He also focuses on the need for livable town and city centres. Folks, here we have Ian Talbot. If you could do one thing for Irish town centres, okay, your top sort of thing that you would do immediately, what would you do?
Well, one of the key things is we want to see more people living in town centres. And one of the great ways of doing that is we've already recommended that there be a speedy establishment and implementation of a Taoiseach-led interdepartmental task force to support town centres. Now, there'll be a lot of other things in there, but the ultimate goal is to get people living in our town centres and breathe life back into them again.
In episode 8 of the podcast series, we have Nikki Matthews, who is the senior architect in the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Nikki focuses in her podcast, she talks about the need for building renewal in town centres and how the conservation officers and how the conservation sort of expertise has an important role in this renewal, in the solution. And that really they're not to be seen as part of a part of the problem, that they are there to sort of be bedded down into the system. She also talks very positively about, you know, the role that the heritage sector can contribute to heritage-led regeneration in our town centres, and also the need for design-led housing and residential accommodation and residential units in our town centres, and the need for a sector and a methodology to be set up to address that, to drive it forward. So folks, here we have Nikki Matthews. If you could do one thing for Irish town centres, what would it be?
I thought about this long and hard, and I'm going to draw on my experience of living, as I say, near a historic village and how it has organised itself. And I'm also going to draw the connection to a symposium the department held last year on early buildings and towns. And we were very fortunate to have a guest speaker from York Conservation Trust, Vanessa Butler. And the work that she presented was based on repair and reuse of historic buildings, but also how to build within their building block in a sympathetic way. So it wasn't just repairing the building as an incremental thing, but it was this, you know, evolution of original town building plots and their you know, the development of contemporary housing that supported the context of the historic buildings. So for me, that's the big step that we have to really think about for towns, how we can offset new development with historic and support it, and look at, you know, climate change measures, support the historic with, you know, renewable energies and that are housed in contemporary livings, that sort of thing. So we need to be working in a holistic way.
In episode 9, we have Mark Deary. Mark Deary is one of the founding members of Dundalk Business Improvement District, and he also runs his own business, a music venue in Dundalk. Mark is talking in a personal capacity in his podcast, and he highlights the need for national support for bid type structures in the Republic of Ireland. He also focuses on the need for collaboration and participation, community engagement, so important. Town centres are much more about retail. They're just about their microcosms of our society. And Mark also talks about the need for robust baseline information and data, and how the Collaborative Town Centre Health Check Programme delivered on that for Dundalk Town Centre for the first time. So folks, here we have Mark Deary. If you could do one thing for Irish town centres, right, what would be the top thing that you would want to do?
The retail park model of shopping has been the overwhelming threat, even still yet compared to the internet, which we can use to our advantage. You know, we can integrate the online offer with town centres, but trying to compete against car-bound, large-scale retailing surrounded by huge car parks, I think will continue to be a massive struggle unless public policy comes around to actively support town centres and therefore be antagonistic towards that kind of retail in the future. A friend of mine said to me one time, it's only a matter of time before we return to the old Roman market model, which is you sell as much as you can in as small a space as possible in as short a time as possible. So that sounds to me like 9 to 6, not weekends, not Sundays, not necessarily even very late night, you know, where you never get away from your business, but you can do it within the confines of disciplined times. In as small a space as possible, well, that means that traditional shop sizes ought to be acceptable again. And I think that's where we can use technology to keep our, we don't have to keep making our shops bigger when you can use technology to maintain relevant stock as opposed to stock that you might only turn once or twice a year. I hope that makes sense. So that's what I mean about the marrying of technology and the maintenance of traditional towns.
Okay, in our last episode, episode 10, we have Jimmy McNamara. Jimmy works with SPAB Scotland and also SPAB Ireland. He gives a wonderful overview of the heritage sector in Scotland. He talks about, you know, what structures they have, what programmes they have, what policy is in place. It really is a very rich system, and it's one to be quite sort of envious of in the nicest way. He talks about city heritage trusts in Scotland, conservation area regeneration schemes, and other structures and processes that really could be introduced in Ireland, that we have a lot to sort of share with the Scottish. This is really important, obviously, because Ireland and Scotland have signed a bilateral agreement to look at collaboration post-Brexit. So, folks, this is Jamie McNamara. If you could do one thing for Irish town centres, what would it be?
It's a really good question, this, Ali, and I probably have already answered it, but I'll say it again because I think it needs to be said. I would really love to disrupt our viewpoints of our town centres. I really want to shake up the whole supply and demand of our town centres. We need to reframe them as opportunities. I mean, we look back in history of, like, you know, the Celtic Tiger, where town centres had, like, you know, ghost estates and bypasses, and they were like just dying on their rear end, let's be honest. Whereas now we need to look at them when people have re-engaged with them, as you've rightly said. Why not look at them and shake up that supply and demand model? We have the supply of historic buildings. We've got buildings from the West Coast, East Coast, North and South, and all in between. We've got historic fabric everywhere you look in Ireland, in our villages and our towns, and of course our cities. But why not then look at the wider picture of getting our diaspora involved to find solutions for these town centres? Look at the likes of, you know, the training centres that I've worked for, and the model of the Building Craft College in London, and how they really, really push the traditional skills agenda and use our buildings as training platforms, as, you know, as examples or and exemplars of good regeneration. Why can't we have a conservation area regeneration scheme? Why can't we look at government funding and have that delegated towards city trusts or town trusts? Why can't we have BIDs all over the country? Why can't we have free training and CPD events in these town centres? We need to educate people that these buildings and these town centres are opportunities. They're not empty, vacant buildings. They're opportunities. So I want to reframe it and for us to start doing in 2021. That's what I want for our town centres.
Thanks again to all our wonderful speakers. There really are a lot of recurring themes for what we can do for our town centres to fix them and to help them into recovery in 2021 and beyond. So, I mean, there's a lot of hope in this team. There's a lot of hope in the podcast series. And really, there's lots of action to be done in the new year. And we need to keep being busy, and we need to keep helping our town centres and all the activities and uses and businesses that are in those town centres. Keep in touch and stay tuned for next year, because we intend to keep going with podcast series in the Heritage Council. And we also intend to keep going with a focus on town centres. So happy Christmas, everybody. Thanks for listening.